Untitled Music Program, singing to you.
By H to the C, presented by Fuckers and Foes Magazine.
We're rolling.
We are rolling.
And we're going to keep on rolling, that is. This is our, unless we can think of a title and to make an intro of, this will be the Untitled Music Program from H to the C.
The Untitled Music Program, singing to you. We won't be singing, though. That'll be the only
from
singing.
H to the Z, from H to the C, presented by Fuckers and Foe Magazine.
I'm glad we decided not to call ourselves H to the Z.
Yeah, that was a good call.
Yeah.
H to the C is just so much more, you know, that's how it should be. It just feels right.
It feels right. You know, going back to not having a title for the show, I really feel like we wasted our board meeting.
Yeah, well, not completely. We had to, we're back at the old stomping grounds, which shall remain nameless, unless you check out our Facebook page, and I could probably take a picture of us in here for it. We'll do that during a song. We don't need to interrupt this.
Yeah, I'm not sure why you felt the need to do it while we were talking.
Yeah, there is no need at all. Actually, no, we have a separate photographer that is attached to my arm and Ryan's arm.
That I forgot about that. These
for us.
They can take live pictures while we're talking.
Yeah, they're all going to look like selfies, though, or one of us of the other one.
As if the other person was taking the shot.
Yeah, but that's part of the realism that we're going for. There's actually a whole camera crew here. But anyway, H to the C, we're back in full force, and we're back at the old place, and some things have changed. We were going to have a Mon Pa challenge. But we had to climb over literal mountains of rubble. Maybe not mountains.
They were mountains.
How tall does something need to be for it to be considered a mountain?
Taller than me.
Okay, yeah, that was definitely a mountain. And Ma and Pa were there, and I didn't even realize you had to point them out to me. We didn't end up having a Ma and Pa challenge, but we knew they were there.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything, but they're not looking too good.
Yeah. To be honest, I didn't really pay that much attention. I feel like I missed the moment, and I wasn't... I didn't give Ma and Pa their full due, I don't think.
Well, they... I don't know. I don't know what it was. They seemed sad. It was like maybe they were depressed. The rest of the forest got...
You know, they probably just missed us, and we went down there, and they're like, oh, Pa, wake up! It's John and Ryan. They're going to come play with us. And then we just walked by and...
Totally didn't throw rocks at their faces.
I didn't even look at them for more than 10 seconds. And in fact, 10 seconds, that's probably a high estimate, to be honest.
This time of year, we would usually throw crab apples at their faces.
I've never done that.
The crab apple tree's gone now. It was laid to rubble.
I never will.
I once saw a crazy fat porcupine up in that crab apple tree. Holding on to the very top branch, it was bent over from his weight, and he was up there for 3 days.
Did he look, like, victorious or defeated?
He looked scared shitless, but you know what? You don't poke a porcupine in a tree, because that mofo can fall down on you, and even if he falls down, like, within 30 feet of you, he's probably not going to be happy that you knocked him out of a tree.
Yeah, and that was this week's... Fuckers and Foe Magazine Safety Woods Tip.
Safety Woods Tip of the Week. It's going to appear in Fuckers and Foe Magazine for all of our subscribers out there, by the way. So if you subscribe to the magazine, put your pens away. You don't have to write this one down.
Exactly. So anyway, this is the music show. We're going to play some musics and... The music is just to lure you in. Really, the point of this is that we get to ramble incoherently without any needs of the story or plot.
No plots or characters or stories, just John and I off the cuff, and you have to listen.
If you go back and listen to the H to the DSPP episode, that was kind of the birth. That got us calling to come back to the... sort of a live show. This is obviously not live. It's going on the internet. But we're going to try our darndest to not have to edit anything and keep the authenticity of it, and play some songs and actually say what the songs are, which wow. which is a whole new era for H to the C.
It's true. We're classy now. We're giving the bands their due. Not that we ever had thought that the bands weren't deserving of recognition. We were just straight up lazy before.
Yeah, and also, us talking is probably going to be more than the music, so most of the due is going to us, and then whatever's left over we'll send towards the bands. But anyway, do you want to get rolling? Or I think we should get into our first track. What do we got?
Our first track is actually from the new Queens of the Stone Age album.
What's it called?
It is called Our God is the Sun, or is it My God is the Sun? You should check.
Let's take a look. What My God is the Sun from .. Like Clockwork.
Bam.
What do you think of the album? I listened to it like 3 times a day it came out. I like it well enough, but I don't love it. What do you think?
Wow, I've only listened to it once actually, and I felt the same way. I'm sad to hear. I say wow because I'm sad to hear that you feel that way after 3 listens. I thought it was something that was going to grow on me.
Well, I haven't really loved a Queens of the Stone Age album since Songs for the Deaf. So that's my gauge, I guess. If you have,
I like
Era Vulgaris. I liked the best of the ones since then, but I don't know. I wasn't a huge fan of Lullabies to Paralyze. I don't know.
I probably shouldn't shake my fist on an all-audio experience, but I am shaking my fist at you. All right, well, I mean, your opinion is your own, John. I can't...
No, you need to have it.
No.
Have it.
No.
All right. Well, let's play this song, and then we'll come back and do something else. And then there'll be another song, and then, you know, repeat.
Stick with us. We're just getting our momentum up right now.
No. This is all the energy I've got. It's downhill from here.
It really might be like this for the rest of the hour or so.
No, it's going to be pure comedy gold. Plus music.
I'll be
promised.
I feel like we're really in the groove, Ryan. What do you think?
I feel like maybe we were in the groove and I just lost it.
Well, most people would say that groove is in the heart. Is that something that you would agree with?
I would say that the groove is in the heart.
Yeah, I concur. So, if you're just tuning into the middle of this pre-recorded podcast that you downloaded from the internet, this is the untitled H to the C music program presented by Fuckers and Foe Magazine.
I don't know why you laugh when you say that, John. We are presented by Fuckers and Foe Magazine.
We are. It's just, I'm just so happy that we got a new sponsor and we didn't have to be off of the air, which, is there an internet equivalent of being on the air that we could say instead? On the tubes?
Yeah, we could say on the tubes.
That's kind of confusing with on the tube.
See, we are on the air still, though, technically.
Well, yes, our glorious hosts air us as late-night filler sometimes. This very episode might end up as late-night filler. Who knows?
It very well might.
No, wait, we're going to... We've already sworn a couple of times.
I've sworn several times.
Yeah. The CRTC does not favor casual swears.
It's true.
It's pretty much the worst thing that you can do.
We could call this performance art.
Yeah. So this is act two of the first episode of the untitled music episode by H to the C, presented by Fuckers and Foe Magazine. And
if you didn't recognize act one as any type of theater that you've seen before or understand what it meant, then just assume that you're not intelligent enough to get it.
Let's go a little off the book for a second, Ryan, and okay. Discuss this play that we're in the middle of right now. What genre do you think that tonight's play would fall into?
Well, John, I think like most plays, there's a little bit of comedy and a little bit of drama, and the truth is somewhere in the middle.
So what you're saying is that it's life.
Our play is life.
Yes, it's very lifelike and lifeful. And let's get back into it. So, yes, we are a couple of DJs, and we're doing our thing here, Ryan. I don't know. Do we have anything else to ramble about, or shall we get into the next track?
I've got nothing to ramble about further currently. However, I think there'll be maybe some prepared things to ramble about. Maybe we should check out what's in the old news for the next segment.
Yeah, we can do that during the next song. Let's make an agreement, you and me, right now, because this is our life, Ryan, and it's important. Whenever one of us is wondering, are we running out of steam and should we go to the next song, we should not ask out loud. We should just throw to the song. And if the other person had something important that they were leading up to, then we'll have to fist fight about it on the break.
I must say, John, I did think that you also had made a misstep by calling out the fact that we were running out of steam, but I wasn't going to say anything. I appreciate...
That's what happens in live radio. It's madness. So anyway, none of this is getting cut out. This is going to be associated with my name for the rest of my life.
This is H to the C, raw and uncut.
That's right. So next song, new-ish album by my personal favorite band, Clutch. This is from the Earth Rocker album. It's called Gone Cold. Do you have any thoughts on the album? Have you heard it?
Oh, I love the album. Do I have any specific thoughts on it?
I don't know.
I believe...
I'm debating whether or not it is my favorite. My running favorite was always the self-titled album, but this one's gunning for first place.
What I know about this album is that it is very rocking and it is very catchy at the same time. I don't know how to describe it, but I have a hard time actually rating albums anymore, to begin with, to be honest.
Yeah, I usually don't either, but I think this is the only band that I even have a rating system for. Well, Tool, I guess, probably has one. I haven't really given it much thought, but I could probably work it out. But anyway.
Yeah, catch me on a different day, and it would be different, I think.
Yeah, and I had a... Yeah, I don't want to talk about it, but I had a special experience the first time I listened to the album. I was in the proper headspace for it. And the song that I'm going to play isn't necessarily representative. It's kind of a quiet, bluesy, sad song, but I like it, so I'm going to play it. And there's nothing you can fucking do about it, so...
You done told them, John.
Oh, wait. I can't just turn that up because things are playing. Our little playlist system here failed. I did turn it down just in case, but then I turned it up again without stopping it. If you can believe that.
Oh, so we have our first blunder of the day.
Yeah. In addition to the constant regular blunders of most of the words coming out of our mouths.
True. Yeah, there's been a lot of dead air and missteps and
uncut though.
It's just like old times.
So now that the volume is turned up on the musical playing machine, the song is starting. I'm talking over it because it's a transition. We're so
swan boats and daisy chains. Can't seem to recall my true given name. I see my footprints, how they come, how they go. Was that yesterday, or only a moment ago? My heart is gone, I gone cold. My heart is gone, gives way to a cold winter field, the ground below hard as steel. Beyond the hill a distant song, but that hill keeps going on and on. My heart is gone, is gone, I've gone cold. seem to recall any given name. I see the footprints, how they come, how they go. Was that only a moment or many years ago? My heart is gone, gone.
flying by the seat of our pants.
We sure are. The music didn't spill over into it. Did we get some feedback because I didn't turn the thing?
We must have.
Probably.
There would have been an echo there.
I have headphones on, though. I didn't hear it.
Oh, well, maybe we got lucky then.
That's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. It's because we're in Act 3 now. This is a very meta play.
Every act is announced by the actors.
Yeah, it's... yeah, I don't know.
And then they talk about the play as if on the outside for a little bit before launching back into it.
Yes, that is that's an interesting way to look at it.
Oh, good Lord. We're going to read some news now.
All right. Which of those stories?
Oh, the first one, definitely.
Okay. Shoot. I got to find it again. Just a sec. It was up at the top. That was in a separate link. But do you remember what the title was? It's right there. All right. The RCMP makes women its enemy. Now, that was an eye-catching title, I thought. I haven't read the article yet. Let's make predictions. What is going to be the contents of this one-paragraph news story, do you think?
Well, I believe it's going to be about a sudden outbreak all across the country of RCMP officers brutally beating women across the country late at night after the bars, perhaps.
Yeah, and our sponsor, Fuckers and Foe Magazine, would like to remind you that we do not condone beatily beating women. So, we really shouldn't be making light of this, but that's the kind of edgy shock jocks we are portraying in this play. And
if anybody's angry about us saying beatily beating women, they shouldn't be, because that doesn't mean anything. The word beatily is not a word. Therefore, we have said nothing wrong.
All right, so should I read the whole thing? Well, I'll read it, and you can cut me off when it gets boring.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, this is written by Senator Colin Kenny. Public Safety Minister Vic Toews insists he wants more women in the RCMP. Why, then, are government lawyers working so diligently to discourage female recruitment? Other police services don't have lawsuit after lawsuit popping up in the news on a regular basis. So if you were a woman who wanted to be a police officer, and these festering suits kept reminding you that the federal government remains more confrontational than apologetic about the RCMP's misogynist atmosphere, would you set your sights on joining the Mounties? Or would you turn to police services that have shown respect for their female employees? Should be a question mark there, but there isn't.
All right.
So we were way off.
I'm glad that there's not groups of women all across the country being beaten. But
I feel like we might have heard something about it if there was roaming bands of RCMP just beating up women constantly.
Well, you're absolutely right. Countrywide, for sure. I did read about some women in Vancouver who were getting beaten by police officers or RCMP, I don't know.
And it's a good thing that we're on the internet, because if the CRTC heard us talking about the RCMP like this, we would be shut down immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're all pals up there, the CRTC and the RCMP.
Oh, they're all in collusion together.
It's all part of the same cartel.
That's what you won't read on Huffington Post. Do we have anything else?
We have Optimum Welfare.
Right.
Nadia Suleiman probed in fraud investigation report. I don't want to read all of that, but we can comment on the headline.
Sure.
I think because okay, we're informed, and our listeners want to be informed, and this is an important story, probably.
Well, I would like to say that this is just another example of the government sticking its nose where it does not belong. This woman has enough problems as it is with her eight arms and being on welfare. She does not need to be investigated for fraud. You know?
I'm totally with you because it's such a I don't even know. This really makes me mad when the government gets all in there and wants to investigate the government money that they're giving you and make sure that you're doing things with it that you're supposed to. It's bullshit.
Bullshit.
And I've had enough. What is this? Vietnam?
Exactly, John. Like, you know what? I feel like they're only targeting this woman because she has eight arms. If she was a regular two-armed
all-American mom
and on welfare, they probably wouldn't be investigating her at all.
Just more arms for more handouts, I guess.
That's probably what's got their panties all up in a government wad. Jeez, we should be news reporters.
Yeah, and especially the celebrity news like this. I seen this one on the side. Oh, wait. All right. They have different headlines. Like, you click on it, and it says something a lot more boring. All right. This is the headline that caught my eye. Justin Bieber gets naughty, all in caps, surprise from fan. When you click on it, though, it's a lot less interesting. Justin Bieber snaps photo of fan's bra, tweets, "I guess everyone grows up."
Oh, Biebs.
So,
can you imagine the audacity of that 19-year-old boy to be interested in breasts?
I think there's a minute and 28 seconds here of something. Should we play it and see?
Let's check it out.
What it is.
Let's check it on out.
I've got the cans, so I'm gonna have to turn down our mics so you can hear it.
Okay.
Naughtier tokens of affection from fans these days, namely bras. In a possible ongoing effort to prove he is more of a man than a teeny bopper, you can see here the picture of the bra. Over the weekend, Bieber posted a photo of the lone bra resting on a concert stage to his Instagram account, writing, quote, "I guess everyone grows up." It seems clear the singer's fans are developing alongside the Biebs. I mean, this is pretty hilarious. I'm not sure this is a message that people are wanting from Justin Bieber. I know he's trying to prove that he's growing up and he's mature and he's not just the teeny bopper that we know him to be, but not sure tweeting out or Instagramming photos of bras is...
And right. Enough of that.
So, surprisingly, our commentary was much more than Huffington Post Live. Aaron Clements at Aaron J. Clements on Twitter. HuffPost celebrity editor. That's a lofty title.
That is a lofty title.
Can I be the H to the C celebrity editor? Or wait, was there another word in there?
I'm not sure. You definitely can be, though, John. I certainly don't want to do them.
Wait. All right. Let's not click on the videos while I'm talking. So anyway, the Biebs. How about that? But let's move into healthcare.
Take it down a notch and talk about some more somber news.
Calgary man upset cancer-stricken wife moved from hospice to long-term care. That is way less good than the title that I clicked on. The one that I clicked on was about somebody getting in trouble for living too long or something, wasn't it? This is worth clicking to find out, because that is not what I clicked on. It was the one about, terminal cancer patient punished for living too long, ? And then I click on it, and it's that pile of shit of a title that I get. That is not what I wanted, Huffington Post. That's why we need things like H to the C, to just cut through the bullshit. I don't even want to read the article anymore. That sounds stupid. What do you think?
I think it sounds really sad. We should be talking about another airwaves.
We're sorry, Calgary man and your wife. In lighter news, this is stupid too. I hated how they changed the titles. What was the original one that I said to you?
The original one was something about Kanye's Wes was Kanye's slave name.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In Yeezus, I can't say it right. Can you say Yeezus?
Yeezus.
Y-E-E-Z-U-S.
Yeezus.
Is my God name? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, if you can piece that together.
So I guess Kanye is going to be calling himself Yeezus now, and he thinks he's a god?
So Kanye's listening party features Yeezus tracks, lots of laughs, and some very famous friends. I think they robbed me of my click there. They're getting an extra couple of pennies of ad money that they didn't earn, and I've had enough of it.
All right, well...
I'm shutting down this news segment right now, for this time only.
It's probably for the best.
So,
are you sure there's no more cancer patients you want to talk about?
I'll do a search for cancer.
Okay.
And then we will continue on with the show by having you tell us a little something about your next song, including what it's going to be, so I can cue it up.
All right. Well, the next song is going to be Watsky. And it's from his album Cardboard Castles, I believe.
Should we discuss at all the situation surrounding the previous selection and why it was changed? Or why it was selected? Because of, you know...
Oh. Yeah. There is a Watsky song, if you're a fan of him. It's track 6. You can look it up on Cardboard Castles. We were going to play that, but something happened. I changed my mind.
It's a really interesting story that you can get when we eventually release the extended director's cut of this episode, which will cost you $5.99 on fuckersinfo.com.
That's $599.
Yeah. But until then... We're going to play the moral of the story. Was there any more setup for that? Who is, I've never heard of this. Is Watsky the band or Cardboard Castles?
Watsky is the band.
I could have just looked at any other title to see what the pattern was.
He's a young rapper from New York of the Jewish descent. And I really dig him because he's been, as I've been getting to know his songs, he's... sort of raps about stuff that he knows about. He's really personal about his lyrics, and they end up being quite a bit different than the kind of hip-hop and rap lyrics that I'm used to. That's about all I can say.
All right, let's hear it.
And the moral of the story is... Moral of the story is, till your arms fall off, till your abs get hard, and your moral of the story is, till your hands go numb and they cramp in the fans, and the moral of the story is, right till my fingers look like a bouquet of roses. You gotta bring yourself your flowers now in showbiz. Focus, it's Quiet Coyote, come on, let's go, kids. Everybody get together with a study buddy and talk about the fuck that I don't give, because it's so big. Explosive, but a lot of people don't live. They don't ever get a motive. If you got a goal, you gotta hold on to what hope is. If I didn't have it, I would ask you where the rope is. Work is my church, and so the studio's the closest. I spit it sick until my cootie flows the grossest. Don't be so pissed, just be focused on your own shit, cause we super Californialistic, sexy, and we knows it. You're not my Venice, cover number one, not a top five finish. You can have a chicken pot pie, but I'm thinking that I'm gonna have another can of Popeye's spinach. I'm a Rottweiler. Pop my collar when I pop my fur, you're on my nerves. But mark my words, gotta put a leg up and then mark my turf.
Work.
Moral of the story is
work.
And moral of the story is
work.
Till your arms fall off, till your abs get hard. And your moral of the story is
work.
Till your hands go numb and they cramp. Work until I'm black and yellow, burgundy. I just work until I'm black and blue and burgundy. Work until I earn that rich mahogany. Honestly, can't you tell I'm working? Bitch, don't bother me. Show some modesty if you're watching me. Bitch, is anybody in my way? It's not misogyny.
But if you're blocking me, I will soon defeat you. I will build a bridge above you, or I'll tunnel underneath you. I will eat you and excrete you, and I'll feed you to the flowers. If I need to, I'll go through you and absorb your fucking powers. I put in hour after hour, let's be crystal clear. I'm gonna get there if it takes a day or 50 years. I'll finger bang my fears, I'll fucking punch a dragon. Even with the Himalayas in my way, it's gonna happen. Cause waiting doesn't work, and praying may not come through, and hoping doesn't work, so I will be the one to
work, work,
work,
work, work,
work. Moral of the story is
work, work,
work,
work, work,
work. Moral of the story is
work.
Till your arms fall off, till your abs get hard.
And your moral of the story is
work.
Till your hands go numb and they cramp in the fans.
Your moral of the story is.
This is Edna Fairweather from Parents on Film, and I'm here on behalf of Puckers and Poe's Magazine. So, pardon? Pardon? They're F's? What? Oh, dear! No, 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 I can't. Effers and Foes Magazine. That's Effers and Foes Magazine. It's the best, but I've never read it. Okay. Oh. 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 Heavens. From me, Edna Fairweather, and Parents on Film, and Age to the Sea, and Effers and Foes Magazine. Enjoy the program.
We done fucked up, Ryan.
Yep, we did done fucked up quite a bit actually today.
Yep, so much for our live streak of the first 40 minutes of the show. We're gonna have to put an edit in there. And I don't know if we've lost it.
I know, we've made it all the way to Act 4, and I'm beginning to question whether we have the tenacity to go on.
I mean, we were just talking on the last segment about how we didn't know what we were going to even do when we came back, and now that we're here, we're not I don't even know. I wish they would show some respect out there. I mean...
How can they?
We're having a hard enough time as it is. How many? Or well, I guess we did. When did we do the live one last time?
During the fundraiser.
That is not a specific time that is programmed in the calendar of my mind. Do you have any more details?
No, but if people are so concerned with when it was, they can look up when the fundraiser was the radio station, whose name we have not said.
I mean, there were several blunders during that, but even in this low-pressure situation, I just... I'm worried we've lost it.
I'm worried, John, that we never had it to begin with.
That makes me sad. But I don't know. All right, that got a little bit too dramatic. Let's take a break from the play for a couple of minutes here and get.
Well, I told you there was going to be comedy and drama.
that was the drama, and surprisingly, did not naturally flow back into the comedy. It just kept getting more and more depressing.
That's how it is in Act Four.
On this next Everybody break, knows that. I think we need to send this in with our notes and get a little bit of a rewrite, because I'm a professional person and I don't have to put up with this.
That's absolutely right. Yeah, I just realized that like I've been moving my mic back and forth. It's probably
I can hear it. And it's a little bit loud and quiet, but I forgot to say anything.
That's pure insanity.
If you're listening to this and you find that disorienting, just rock your head back and forth with Ryan's mic, or maybe put your head closer and further away from the listening device of your choosing, and it'll all work out.
Please be generous with your tweets. Understand, I don't have any cans. There's no cans for me here.
No, just for me. But anyway... speaking of the show, we talked about this earlier, about how I had the idea for that segment. So someday in the future, if we ever get our acts together, we might do a different sort of... It will not be the Untitled Music Program by H to the C, brought to you by Fuggers and Foe Magazine. It will be something else. I think I might call it Hip Hop Rage and use a piece of this next song as the intro for it. We can talk about how those hip hoppers, they sometimes like to get angry with each other and they rap about it. And that might be something that our millions of fans across the globe might be interested in. And it's a fitting tribute for our recently deceased brother MC Crosswalk.
All right, so pour one out and enjoy this next song by who?
Mindless Self-Indulgence. The album is called How I Learned to Stop Giving a Shit and Love Mindless Self-Indulgence. I believe that is a play on the Stanley Kubrick movie. What's that called? Or the Doctor Strangelove, but like the long title.
Right. Yeah, the full title.
I don't know. Something Loving the Bomb. I don't know. How I Learned to Stop Something and Start Loving the Bomb.
How I Learned to Stop the War and Start Loving the Bomb, maybe?
I don't know. We're very End
the
wrong.
War.
Somebody, I don't think there was any ending the war in the title.
Well, the end of the war came when the bomb was dropped and everybody was destroyed, because that triggered the bomb being dropped triggered an automatic response system from Russia. So the idea was that the entire world was destroyed and that ended the war.
So what I'm guessing is that this entire Mindless Self-Indulgence album is probably also an allegory for the war. And I believe this is a very serious song that will make us all reflect on things for years to come.
So all of you idiots who put your pens and paper away earlier when I told you to put them away, here, pick them back up and start searching this song for allegory.
I had another blunder, Ryan. I just turned up the thing again, and there was a little bit of a sneak preview of our end of the show comedy track. It was only for like 1 second.
Whatever,
because the cans saved us.
You did it on purpose,
yeah,
to build anticipation.
Well, it was part of the theme.
Don't let the cans take credit for your ingenuity, John.
All right, I'm gonna finally. Take credit.
Selfish piece of shit cans, you should burn them.
Alright.
Yeah.
here we are. Act 6. The plays... No.
This we're is act 5.
Act 5? There's so many acts. How many acts are... Well, how... Shakespeare had 3 acts. Mm-hmm. Does other stuff have, like, 7 acts?
I don't think so. We're twice as good as Shakespeare. We know that much, at least.
Oh, yeah. Well, if we're playing 3 songs each plus a comedy thing. So, that is 7 songs. And we're talking before... Or, well, we're not going to come on again at the end.
I believe there'll be 6 acts total.
I don't know.
Well, we're going to do more act.
Yeah. Right. Oh, wait, no.
How many more 7 songs do we have?
We have 1, 2, we have 2 songs and a comedy track.
2 music songs left, really?
Yeah.
Huh. All right, so there'll be 7 acts.
Yeah, so we are, like, even more than twice as good as Shakespeare right now. And, what was that? Did you hear something?
Maybe Act 6
maybe
is...
it's just in the cans. So anyway, H to the C, which I don't need to continue saying because we're not on the air. Nobody is tuning in right now. Here we are. We're doing our thing. I don't think when we were doing the old radio show, I don't think we came on 7 times.
No, we would play 2 songs at a time.
We would play way more than 2 songs. We would play.
Oh, sometimes we would play like 7 songs in a row.
I'm thinking that when we were doing the 2-hour long radio show, we probably came on
4 to 5,
maybe
times.
5. Yeah, 4 maybe 5 times. We came on at the beginning and then probably again at like the 45-minute mark.
Although I don't know what you mean by when we were doing the radio show. You mean when we were doing our 4 and 5 act plays.
Yeah. Those old, you know, I like to call them radio shows. That's kind of the shorthand that me and Ryan have developed over the years. And then
the radio people went and stole it from us.
Yeah. So we decided to steal radio from them for a number of years.
And then we stole it for them.
Yeah. But anyway, there's lots of stealing for and from and to all kinds of different parties. And H to the C always came out on top because, you know, we're the top dogs.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, we should definitely audition to be on a real radio station. We would make a good morning crew. What do you think?
I think we would be a bang. What would our morning crew names be?
I could be Big John.
Oh,
I could be the flagship show for a station that might be called that. I wouldn't want to be that though. Let's think seriously about it. Not just be so flippant. I'm not even using that word right. I don't know. I think maybe that's something that we can think about on the next break, and then we can talk about it when we come back, and that will give us like 2 segments, except for 1 with a bunch of awkward pauses in the middle of it.
Sure. That sounds good to me.
So, what's your next song?
My next song is The Stand by Mother Mother. It is from their 2nd-to-last album, Eureka. We saw these guys perform on the boardwalk. Were you there that night?
I don't believe so.
It's a free show on Canada Day, I think, the one that just passed. And I was blown away by the dual vocals. The female-male combo thing is really hot right now. And it's spicy on stage.
All right, then. So this time, before turning up the volume, I'm going to stop the previous song. And maybe next time I'll learn to not announce all of this and just fucking do it. But anyway, here's the aforementioned musical song on H to the C. Or wait, no. Untitled Music Program by H to the C. Presented by Fuckers and Foe Magazine.
Put a secret.
Oh, come on, just one bite.
Okay, it's vodka on ice, but then there's women on bikes. Oh, just the women who straddle.
Oh, now you are a handful.
I forgot about handfuls.
it's everyone here.
You mean just all of the people?
Yeah, and all of their peers, and all of their pets, and their chandeliers, and their cigarettes. Don't even know. Don't even know. Everyone's fucked and they don't even know.
And we're back. And we did not think of any crazy radio names for ourselves, but a quick Google search turned up this forum post on, what is this? boards.straightdope.com.
So we're getting the straight dope on DJ names.
They've been fighting ignorance since 1973. And in parentheses, it says it's taking longer than we thought. So, okay.
All right.
J-Rot says, give me some funny, obnoxious, ridiculous DJ names. You know, sort of like the, quote, band name, exclamation point game, but with DJs. A friend of mine is... all right, anyway, he's looking for DJ names.
Okay.
His suggestion, his best idea so far is... DJ Bluetooth Ear Douche. That's a pretty good one.
Awful. Wait, what is this site called again?
Straightdope.com.
Fighting the ignorance since 19... Yeah. What is...
Wait. He also thinks DJ Leroy Jenkins would be kind of funny, though obscure, if delivered with the right emphasis, which I did not give it.
Okay, so that is also an awful DJ name, then.
All right, yeah. Do you want to scroll through these and pick one that you want to discuss?
All right. We've got... Oh, God, that one's awful. No, I can't see well enough. The mic's blocking me.
Do you want to sit here?
No, that's okay. You just keep reading.
All right, we've got... Most of these are just DJ and some variation on a real name. Like DJ DK. Like D-K-A-Y. That's... I don't know. DJ Ibuti.
No.
I don't think this is what the guy was looking for. Are these... Do you think this guy means... Or wait, he means DJs like on the radio, like we were talking about. But I think most of these responses are people that think it's like the musical kind of a DJ at like a dance club. Which would make a little bit more sense. DJ DJ is kind of redundant in a redundant sort of way.
Oh my God.
From Mad Max.
Somebody please punch that person in the face if you know them.
Somebody earlier, we skipped over it, said DJ Candace Cameron. Which I don't know why we skipped over. That's pretty good. But Camino and Echo quoted that and responded, "I was going to suggest DJ Tanner in that vein." Like, oh, that's pretty good too. Between those, the two of those, they're both awful. But DJ Tanner, like, well, I was also going to say this, and that's just as good. So I want some praise too, because I don't want everybody thinking that I just copied you. Richard Cranium, that's okay. That sucks, but it's more in the right direction. DJ Pullout, I don't think any of these people heard of the radio before.
No, I don't think so either, which is weird.
Cocaine the Gorilla. Gorilla is spelled Gurilla. That's by Dr. Fang. DJ Jiggy Sudoku. Okay.
What?
I'll be DJ Jiggy Sudoku.
Okay, if we fine. Don't come up with anything okay, there. That's good.
Oh, wait, no. I'll be Dr. Johnny Flytrap. I think that I think. All right.
Oh, you know what? Venus Fever is really good, too.
Venus Fever?
Yeah.
That doesn't really sound like somebody's name that they could call themselves. Venus Fever? That could be like the name of, like, a show or a segment.
Good morning, kitty cats. You're back at 8 a.m. with Venus Fever.
All right. Okay, I'll be Dr. Johnny Fly. This is a segment we just created. I'll be Dr. Johnny Flytrap, and you be Venus Fever. So you're the host. Let's roll with this.
Okay, we'll come back on our next segment and do it.
Okay.
We always leave them wanting more, John.
All right, do we want to continue with these, or I think we
start? No, we're done. This is perfect.
Let's abandon that. So it's my turn for a song, I believe. I'm going to play Year Zero from Ghost BC. They were previously called Ghost, but it's, I don't know. There probably was another band called Ghost, and they had to change it or something. But I like this song, and it sounds vaguely satanic, and I love Satan. And the singer is all, he has like a skull face, and he wears a Pope hat, and that's pretty cool.
Awesome.
So I like it. Year Zero from Infestissumam Deluxe Version. Probably on the regular version, too. Beelzebub. Light your black candles.
Asmodeus, Satanas, Lucifer. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, my little ladybugs. Now that I have you all wrapped up in my web, I got a question for you. Have you ever heard the comedy stylings of my good friend, Dr. Johnny Flytrap?
Hey, hey! Dr. Johnny Flytrap! How you doing, Venus Fever?
I'm doing pretty good, Johnny. Let me ask you something, Johnny. Do you have any jokes you want to hit us with on the fly?
I knew this polygamist once, and every time he got stung by a bee, he broke out in wives!
Oh, Johnny! Wives! Johnny, Johnny, Johnny. Every time with the insect jokes. You know, I was feeling a little bit peckish today, Johnny. Speaking of bees, did you know that you can get honey at McDonald's to dip your chicken nuggets in?
I tried my nuggets with bees once. I mean, I tried my nuggets with honey. It really was the bee's sneeze.
Oh, Johnny, you're incorrigible.
That one didn't work so well.
Oh, honey. Honey, darling, it's the effort that counts, you know?
And now you're supposed to talk about summertime.
Yeah, I'm done.
All right, so that was the premiere and the finale of Venus Fever and Dr. Johnny Flytrap.
Yeah, I will be retiring Venus Fever forever now.
More importantly, I will be retiring Dr. Johnny Flytrap.
How's your throat feel right now?
It's a little bit sore. I think I should at least say what the last joke was going to be because it's really great. No, it's not. What's the next song going to be, Ryan?
I think the next track is going to be your comedy track.
Oh, we're done. That's
we are done. That is it.
All right, then. We've got Pete Holmes coming up from his newest album, Nice Try, The Devil. I listened to it. I don't really know Pete Holmes that much, and you're more of a fan than I am. You listen to his podcast, but I gave the podcast a try once, and I wasn't really feeling it, as discussed previously, but I like this album.
I am a regular listener, and I too do like this album. Here's a little plug from me to old Petey Pants.
All right, so we're going to close with this. We'll do this again sometime. This is Dropped Dog. Excuse me.
Good Lord.
All right, let's stop that song. Oh shit. I was not going to say that I was stopping.
No, well, you screwed that up too, John.
Failed miserably. And when I was doing Dr. Johnny Flytrap, the guy on the real radio gave me kind of a look. I think we may have bled into the nice live recording that they're doing over there.
I know, I think that's done, but, I mean, you were screaming. I'm sure that's what the weird look was about.
Hopefully we weren't interrupting anything, but for the sake of comedy and the world, it had to be done.
Sure it did.
Signing off.
I'm a dumb man, though. I'm a dummy. I recently dropped a dog. Oh, that's okay. Hear the empathy noise. I didn't wound a dog. I'd be crazy if I was like, okay, show's going pretty good. What next? I killed a dog. You know those things everyone loves? I ended one. I wouldn't tell you guys if I did that. I would save that for my serial killer journal. Just like, could man be so sweet? Is that just me? That's the craziest thing about serial killers, is the journaling. I understand killing some people, but who wants to go home like, big day? Take it easy, Doogie Howser. You killed a lot of people today. Take it easy. So I dropped a dog. I didn't know you can't. Did you know? Maybe there's one person I'm helping. You can't drop dogs. If you want to put a dog down, they're like little old people. They need help. They have arthritis and joints. They're like, be gentle. You gotta be gentle. If you want to put a dog down, you have to kneel as if before a king and lay it down. If there's mud, put your jacket down. They need our help. I was raised with cats. Fucking, you can bowl a cat. Do you understand? You can't hurt a cat. They're infallible. They're like the Pope or a Pharaoh. You can't hurt a cat. You can pick up a cat any way you want. You can grab a cat by the fat behind its neck. It'll yield to that move from its youth, straight up with that look on its face like, this is degrading us both. I'm 6'6". That's like a kitty cat skyscraper. I'll go as high as I want, give it a little bend to the knee, a hoist into the air. Cat's cool, baby. He's unfazed. He doesn't even blink. Do cats blink? He doesn't even blink. They'll just do 13 kitty cat somersaults, smoke a tiny cat cigarette, land on all fours, be like, fuck yourself, I'm a cat. He'll disappear into a nearby shrub. You won't see him for 2 months. He'll be fine. He'll forge for himself. He'll come back on a rainy Thursday covered in lo mein, just like, I've returned. Not because I like you, but because I choose to come back. That's how I like my love, from women and from cats. I like to earn it. I like to earn it. When a cat meets you, he's like, die. Then you work up to that purr means something. People are like, my dog loves me. I'm like, yeah, but your dog would also love a bag of sticks with your t-shirt on it. You know what I mean? Scram. But I love dogs, don't get me wrong. I love dogs. If I see a dog, I love it. I get excited. I'm very tall, and especially if it's like a cat-sized dog, I want to pick it up. That's how I love animals. I want it close, look so small, bring it up here, where I can see it. It's always a gamble picking up a dog, because I'm never sure where they bend. It's never the same. Where do dogs bend? It's a gamble. They're like rigid little furry tables. You got to go in like a forklift and just take a chance. Once you're up in the air, you never know when's it going to yield into that lowercase C shape with the asshole right on your arm. We all act like that's not happening. It's a lovely beast. The asshole is right on my arm. It's cooler than the rest of them. So I'm holding a dog. It's like a 35-pound dog, like a Boston Terrier or something. Took a picture with the dog. Proof that I love dogs. And then I was done. I'm done with the dog. I feel you judging me. I'm judging me too. This is a stupid story. This is a tale of woe. I'm done with the dog and an idiot, me, I just open. From here, I just open my arms and immediately I watched it falling. I was like, that doesn't look right. Because this fucking dog didn't put its paws out to cushion the blow. He put his paws to the side. Like a goddamn adrenaline junkie skydiver trying to get the most juice out of the run. His arms flailed like an old man chewing mosquitoes at a company picnic. And then he greeted the earth with his face. Are you listening to me? He greeted the earth with his face. Do you know the sound of a dog crumbling into the earth? I do. It's terrible. It's like dropping a hairy baby. Everyone hates you. No redemption. You have no choices, though. You open your arms and drop a dog. It starts free-falling. You have two choices. One, let it go, which is what I did. The only other choice you have, I've thought about it, is to own it and be like, fuck your dog. Your dog is a racist. I've always hated your dog.